None but the hungry heart. 2:21. One standard, Christ. So then let us once for all quit the elementary teaching about Christ and continue progressing towards maturity. Hebrews 6:1. When the standard of the Christian life is low, the responsibility for growth is placed upon the believer. But when it is known that God's standard for us is his Son, all expectation of maturity must be placed in him. For it is God which worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Christian's very life, and the Holy Spirit dwells within our spirit to manifest him, to work out all that is in him, and to reproduce him in us. We must remember that there is something in the sight of God that is higher than work. There is Christ-likeness. That is our Father's purpose, and it is his work. It is not great talents God blesses so much as great likeness to the Lord Jesus. A holy ministry is an awful weapon in the hands of God. In a great many evangelical churches, the gospel of salvation is magnificently presented. Seekers are led to Christ, but the totality of the gospel in its ultimate category, is by no means so clearly presented, nor may be even understood by teacher as well as pupil. It is evidenced by exhortation to Christian living being mainly challenges to pray more, study more, give more, witness more, surrender more. Oh, the emphasis is predominantly on the active dedication of the Christian to his Lord, and to a much lesser degree on the dynamic remoulding of the believer by his Lord. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10.